Diego, Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin, and what an hour it will be. Overtime with Jonathan Peterlin.
Without Jonathan Peterlin.
With not Jonathan Peterlin coming up later tonight. We do have Browns programming from 7 to 8.
But please listen.
Yeah.
I'd like my child to go to college.
Well, let's let her learn. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's for the children.
You got to do what I'm doing, which is just hedge the bet that your kid is a better student than you and smarter than you. All three daughters, smarter than me, better at school than me. I'm sensing three scholars coming my way.
I did get
school, dopey. Take the money.
I did have a scholarship for college, so I'm not worried about it.
Okay, yeah, but my kids can't learn a fake sport like bowling.
A fake sport?
Yeah.
It was still an athletic scholarship. We could have started and stopped there.
I've been to the bowling alley
I'm playing marbles or something for a scholarship.
On Thursday, I've seen the athletes that bowl, all right?
Fine specimen.
And usually when you bowl at that time, you also have a bowl on you, and it is packed tightly. So I'm just going to say, I've seen the rotund midsection of most bowlers. It is what it is.
The dude can roll.
The dude can roll. And the dude abides. Now, the first chance you and I are getting to do this for like a month because of the way the season has gone and our schedules, it's time for Bandwagons.
I love the energy there.
Yeah, I really did too.
I loved
now,
it.
Now, how this works is Jax, we have no idea what he's about to say. He's going to throw out some ideas here, and we're going to say whether we're on the bandwagon, whether we've been on the bandwagon, whether we've left the bandwagon. Sweet Young Thang,
all right,
Jax
Nick,
Gregory.
We will start with the Browns, as Cedric Tillman joined us earlier in the show, and following his great performance on Sunday, are you on the Cedric Tillman bandwagon?
I never left.
Oh, you never left?
This in the Darius Garland thing are bona fide bangers. These are certified fresh number one hits for me because I had...
Bona fide or bona fide?
That too. I had Donnie Brooks with Daryl Ryder, who I'm almost certain will remember this, about Cedric Tillman, where I was like, dude, he's a young player, but I saw the kind of sprinkling of what he could do last year.
Sure, sure.
And so I was super excited this year. But
that doesn't matter. The fun part about bandwagon or non-bandwagon or off the bandwagon is the idea that it's right now. Right now, are you on the bandwagon or off the bandwagon?
Yes, because this is vested interest. This is a long-term bet that I've cashed off. I'm right about Cedric Tillman. Bow beneath me or before me, one of those.
Yeah, you're going to hate this.
Or under me.
You're going to hate this, but right now I get to hop on the bandwagon. It's like buying Apple stock. It's not at its highest, but it's like at a pretty good spot right now, and I just get to hop on.
I'm kind of like the bandwagon bouncer for Tillman.
I know you're mad about the idea that I'm on the bandwagon, but listen.
Welcome to the bandwagon.
Thank you.
Now, what are you going to give me? Because you got...
Well, I can't offer anything.
Well, you...
What am I offering?
Is that how you proposed to Elise?
My fake scholarship?
Well, honey, I can't. I have got nothing to offer you.
It was a very real scholarship.
But
no,
please,
student debt. Thank you.
Please marry me. A thing of Lifesavers candy, the gummies. Like, come
the
on,
one Katie was
me.
Offering us?
No, that's not the same. That's Halloween candy.
What a ripoff that was, by the way. I love those candies so much. And then I opened it up, and it was just three little Lifesaver gummy rings, and that was it.
Sounds like
that's
you're
not
off.
A fun. That's not a fun size package.
Yeah, well, fun size.
Easy now.
So where it's going to go.
Easy now.
You know what?
I'm starting to beat you to your own game when it comes to that, because I know what you're going to say.
Nobody beats me except me. Now,
easy
with
now.
You.
The boy took a pounding.
Okay. Now what I will say is... You're on the bandwagon.
I'm on it.
I can't. I'm happy you're
Make
with
some
me
room.
Now.
Make some room.
Now let me ask you: how long do you stay on the bandwagon?
Well, that
do you have one
might
ass
not
cheek
be,
on the bandwagon.
Yeah, I'm not 100% on the bandwagon.
I need both cheeks on the bandwagon.
I'm not fully committed. I could get off this ride at any point.
No. I need both cheeks committed, or get the hell out of my way.
I can't give you both cheeks.
You're off the bandwagon. I'm kicking you off proactively. I have these powers. Look at my contract. You're still on the bandwagon. That's fine. Jax, what else you got?
All right, Albert brought this up. You brought this up to Albert during the last segment.
And he brought it up.
Yeah.
And I brought it up.
Anthony Richardson has been benched for a familiar face in Joe Flacco. Are you on the bandwagon that Anthony Richardson is now considered a bust?
Yeah, I'm on that bandwagon. We can call it early.
Was that before he said I was tired on Sunday?
That really, it didn't help his cause.
Was that like the final nail?
So I remember talking about Anthony Richardson after he did the combine, because he had like this. He was like the biggest freak athletically the combine has seen in years. The vert was the highest in combine history.
You're a
the,
big vert guy.
The long jump was like, it was like seven different metrics he just absolutely crushed. And then people were trying to make the case that he could be like Josh Allen in the sense that his completion percentage was not very high when he was in college. But it's like,
it's like 50%.
Yeah, we'll give him time and he'll get there. He played 13 games at Florida. He played 13 games. It was not anywhere close to anybody we'd ever seen. And he completed 31% of his passes on Sunday. He doesn't have it.
I'll be honest.
Doesn't have it.
All right. I'd rather Anthony Richardson, if we're going to do stopgap guys who failed elsewhere, I'd rather Anthony Richardson here next year than Bryce Young. Is that a hot one?
It's not a hot one because Bryce Young really stinks, but I hadn't thought about the idea that Anthony Richardson could be quarterback of the Browns next year.
So now you're starting to think of the long-term play here. Do you hop on the bandwagon, right?
No, I'm still off the bandwagon. I don't think I wouldn't love that for anybody, and I hope they don't fall victim to the athletic. He's just awesome athletically. He's just so gifted.
Yeah.
Don't fall victim to that.
Have you seen what he looks like when he gets out in the open field and takes off? It's like a gazelle.
31% of passes he completed.
One game. He had a couple games where he had like 60%.
He was awful.
I think Anthony Richardson's the perfect case of that dude just needs to mature a little bit. I don't think it's Jameis. I don't think where he's just wackadoo. I think he's a sheltered young dude. There was a lot of talk when he came out about kind of being a mama's boy and kind of still being super immature. Well,
a mama's boy and super immature? That doesn't go hand in hand. Does that go hand in hand for you?
I think so. Yeah. Did I strike a nerve there?
No, I just didn't know. I'm learning things about you. That's all.
Making sure that you're not like a mama's boy that I'm jamming up by saying any of this. Am I?
No, we're fine.
Okay, good.
I have a house and a mortgage with a wife and a kid. I'm not super immature, and I don't think it would go hand in hand.
But I think Anthony Richardson's the perfect guy of sit on your bench for 2 or 3 years, and when your starter retires, move to him and see where it goes. Now, that being said, he's a bust for now. I'm on that bandwagon. Yeah, that bleep's true. Until he gets out of Indy and then goes to like Shanahan.
Is there a chance he's just like injured? He was injured and then he just kind of like it just never really fully got healthy, and we're just judging him based off that after that injury still?
Yeah. He also just might not be ready. Like Anthony Richardson's proof positive the NFL actually does need a developmental league, because if that dude could play in a league that is above college but not to pro level, I do think like the tools are. This isn't like it's not like Blake Bortles. Well, he's 6'5" and 250 pounds. Like this dude is one of the fastest, most power. Like he is a cross between fast running backs and powerful running backs. He's got both. Quarterbacks, Freudian slip. I also think the physical tools are there too.
Yeah, I think the big problem is that he needed to go to a team that would treat him like Josh Allen, where he could have a couple years to kind of figure it out and get better. And the Colts just weren't that team.
He also shouldn't have been starting year one. That would have been the first thing.
Yeah.
Don't start him year one. Delay that fuse. And then when you do get him out on the field, understand it's a 2 or 3 year work in progress. Now, that being said, Shane Steichen's trying to keep his job because he knows Jim Irsay gets real trigger happy real quick. So I understand why it happened this way. It's a shame. The kid's really talented, but he's a bust for now.
All right, let's go to the NBA. Nick, we know where you stand on this one, but Darius Garland had a 34-point performance and a win last night.
Yeah.
Are you guys on the Darius Garland bandwagon?
Well, I think we know where you stand.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't have to answer. The defense rests, or the prosecution rests, or one of those.
I'm still off. I can't get rid of the game seven. Banchero goes for 39. Donovan goes for 38. And Darius goes 3 for 13 and couldn't hit water if he fell out of a boat. I can't get over. I can't get over game three. Game three, he didn't hit double digits in scoring and absolutely garbage. I can't get over the trade rumors. I can't get over the fact that it was obviously Clutch that was putting these things out there, and then Darius tried to backtrack the whole entire time. And you know what? I can't get over the fact that the imagery of him putting the blender on the table in Paris at a restaurant, putting the steak into the blender, mixing it up.
He didn't put it into the blender.
And then watching it and then trying to just take that all in is just too much for me. I am off the Darius bandwagon. I don't care what he did last night. I think he's a human roller coaster, and I think that's going to bear out.
All right. So going forward.
How about that?
You don't just get to hop on willy-nilly.
No.
There needs to be an application process for your hate and ass
from
now on.
When he falls off.
What's falls off? He scored 21 points per game last year.
Okay, do you want to define what fall off is?
Yeah, I'm going to need to know what falling off means.
When his stock is so far in the toilet you can't even trade him, that's when fall off happens.
Well, here's the thing.
And that's what it was last year, by the way. Couldn't trade him to the Spurs, couldn't trade him to the Lakers, couldn't trade him to the T-Wall, couldn't get rid of him.
I was up here. When he was up here, I was up here when he was down here. None of this makes sense because you're listening to this. You're not seeing it.
Yeah.
My point is,
you're doing things with your hands,
The stock is on an upswing, and I am so close to Bezos money when it comes to Darius. We do have to figure out how you can get back on the bandwagon because now
it's one
now
nice it's, game.
Now it's
one
it's
nice
personal. It's been really nice this year.
It's one nice game.
It's been nice this
game
year.
Game one, he scored 7 points. It couldn't hit anything. It was one nice game.
That's one bad game. I'm just going to turn it back around on you. Jax, real quick, you're the arbiter of the bandwagon.
More evidence of bad than good.
How will JP get back on the bandwagon in the future?
I don't know that I want back on.
Darius is going to average...
Oh, this hurts Jax so much.
23 points per game this year. He's going to average at least 7 assists. He'll be on the bandwagon by the All-Star break.
216-474-0092. Should JP be banned from the Darius Garland bandwagon for the heresy of saying he's still off and then slandering the man about last year? It's a new year. I say it's a new year. It's trying to do the new day thing, but I don't have a lot
like
of voice.
Like a Chinese New Year, like October 29th, we get a new year?
No, like a new day. No, it's a new season. All right, final one, Jax.
All right, another new coach in the NBA, J.J. Redick, has started off 3-1 in his coaching career with the Lakers. Wins against the Timberwolves, Suns, Kings.
I can't get on faster.
You're not jumping on the J.J. Redick bandwagon?
I can't get on faster.
Way to go out on a limb going for
team is completely different.
As a coach.
They look
podcast
so much
buddies,
better.
We drink wine together, all these type of things with LeBron. It shouldn't have worked, but he's making all sorts of good plays and decisions, and I've loved what I've seen so far.
Like what plays have you seen from J.J. Redick? Hey, LeBron! Dunk it!
The same ATOs you like from Kenny Atkinson. Hey,
you got it, Jax. You got it, Jax.
Watch it. He's doing
a
great job.
He is a designing wizard.
Yeah. I'm sure he is.
It's working.
I'm sure he doesn't have a guy for that.
And he's making AD the best player in the Lakers, like we've said for the past five years with LeBron.
They seem different. They're supposed to stink this year, and they look awesome.
Hey, Pete, give me an ATO. He's got a guy for that. Those aren't his ATOs. He's texting Coach K. Coach, can I get an ATO? I don't know what voice that was. I'm sorry.
What's wrong with that?
It made him sound like a troll.
That was like 8 crazy
all
nights.
The way off. I don't ever want on the J.J. Redick bandwagon, and when it burns, when he's just the next victim of LeBron James, I'll be sitting here nude with a cigarette with like a loincloth covering my manhood.
Please don't.
Just enjoying myself. Just saying, I told you about him, I was right, and that'll be the entire show. You'll have to do the rest of the talking.
I've never been more confident about being on a bandwagon than I am the J.J. Redick bandwagon.
Is it because I went so tough in the opposite direction?
No. I going into today, all I kept thinking in my head was like, I love what J.J. Redick is doing. And the fact that Jax, I have no idea how you knew to bring this up right now. And they're taking on the Lakers tomorrow, so very timely job by you, Jax. But, like, yeah. J.J.
Nick does not like J.J. Redick. So. I love J.J. Redick.
What's the impetus here? What's going on with you against J.J. Redick?
All of it.
He's a
humorless, entitled D.
But I thought it was going to be a disaster.
His personality is his privilege. Like, I'll be honest with you. He's every Duke player that I've ever seen.
His personality
where he
is
just thinks he played for Coach K, so he thinks he bleeps gold ingots, and I just want him to fail.
The basketball world, the media world, no one's ever told him that it doesn't. He's basically succeeded everywhere he's ever been and at anything he's ever tried to do.
Hey, you were the sixth best player on that Sixers team. Success. Oh, I'm rooting against him now. Post-coital. That's what I will be when J.J. Redick gets fired at some point in the next 2.5 years.
Well, that's a nice how do you do.
Dial it. I don't know what that means.
I don't know either, but it sounded nice. It sounded really good, actually.
Doug on Twitter saying JP sounds like Darius cost him a parlay. Yeah, that's what you sound like.
I do sound like that, don't I?
And I sound, in fairness,
I do sound like that.
I sound like J.J. Redick balled my wife. It sounded real personal there.
Oh, come on.
Vanessa would.
Whoopsie daisy.
You said she wouldn't?
No, he's not fat enough. Come on. She's got a type. I'm married a chubby chaser. That's a bandwagon you get on. We pay dividends. 216-474-0092. Darius bandwagon on or off. We'll come back soon. 92.3 The Fan. I've Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin, and you know, I think second to my annoyance with J.J. Redick, I don't think there's, and this is less about the player and it's more about the mythology around the player, I don't think there's an idea that bugs me more and irritates me more than the National and Miami Love Fest for Udonis Haslam. It's one of those things I think is just hack as hell.
He's one of their guys.
Yeah, but
they all love him.
But like it would be the equivalent of, like, it's not even Delhi. Like this is a guy, like, if a guy was just like a good seventh man, and I know Udonis started at points, it's not Ben Wallace. He was a good NBA player. And to hear it, like, and here's the thing, it annoys me when Miami people do it.
Do Miami people love him as much as Pat Riley loves him? Isn't that kind of the idea?
Yes. Yeah, no, okay. They call, what did they call him, the franchise or something
like
that?
He won three titles with him.
No, he didn't. He was a, this would,
no, with them, yes he did.
Yeah, this would be like, hey, Matthew Dellavedova won you a championship.
No, I didn't say he won him anything, but I said he was a part of three different titles.
I didn't like the verbiage.
He played on the team from age 23 to 42. So he played on Miami exclusively for 19 years.
He played from 23 to 32. And then he sat on the bench for 9 years.
It was a lot of sitting on the bench. Like, there's no denying that.
He had the greatest job. He made James Jones' four-year voyage at the end of James's career and turned it into a half-life in the NBA.
Yeah, basically from age 36 to 42, he was really just kind of hanging out.
And I'm not mad. I'm not knocking the hustle here.
Really hanging out.
I'm also not rewriting history, which Pat Riley, after the Dwayne Wade just full-on debacle with that, I said Lawrence Fishburne. I said
Kelsey Grammer.
Kelsey Grammer.
I love it.
No one's. I saw Cuba Gooding Jr. in what was the movie Men of Honor with De Niro, where De Niro's just like violently racist.
I saw the main thing that the Power Rangers talk to.
Yes. Oh, that's another great one. But none of them are Dwayne Wade. But after this one, Miami is just glossing over. And Miami is not owning that looks nothing like. Like, think about this. If you really love Dwayne Wade, and you saw the reaction, the embarrassment that this has caused Dwayne, wouldn't you just saw the head off and have another one smelted? Wouldn't you just change
that,
it?
That would be the right call.
Like, forget about money. This is about personal pride and principles and not fixing the statue. Every time Dwayne Wade comes to Miami, he's going to have to look at that thing and be like, do I deserve that?
Yeah, I thought he did a good job trying to cover it up, though.
He was like,
if they wanted something that looked like me, I would just be standing outside the arena shaking people's hands every day.
Yeah, yeah, that's
all right.
That's, by the way, Dwayne.
Sounds exhausting.
That's exactly what they wanted.
Yeah, if you're signing up for that, they would definitely take that.
If they wanted something that looked like me, that just had me. No, Dwayne. They wanted it to look like you. That's why they called it. They didn't call it the Fred from Wilmington statue. It was the Dwayne Wade statue.
Imagine cashing that check, getting paid to do that, and then that's what ends up happening. Or do you take so much pride in it, and you just feel bad that the internet is now making fun of you for 2 days now?
I think you do the thing that everybody does in 2024. Just deny. I don't know what you're talking about. It looks exactly like Dwayne Wade.
It's great. How do you not see it?
If you just gaslight people, this is what the political season is.
If I was an artist, I would just be like, it's art. It's art.
Yeah, it's like Picasso's version of Dwayne Wade. Like, don't you notice I lopped off an ear, too? Huh? It's feng shui, too. It's facing the right direction.
You did Picasso, and then you mixed it with Van Gogh. That was really funny.
I did. Yeah.
It was unintentionally really funny.
Not an art guy. Not an art guy, Nick Wilson. Although I tried to have, as a total sidebar,
let's do it.
Liv and I went to the library together, and they have a couple really cool paintings at the end of one of the halls, because it's like a labyrinth in there. And I was like so excited, because I was like, I actually looked at art and felt something, which is usual. That's interesting, because usually I'm dead inside. You know this.
Okay.
And so I tried to call my kid down, and I was like, Liv, art, right? What do you think?
You're trying to sell art.
Yeah,
okay.
And she was like, I probably could have done that when I was like five. And I was like,
she gets art.
Yeah. I was like, oh, okay. She's a critic. Okay. I guess I felt something.
Well, dad's a critic. She gets to be a critic too, right?
Yeah, maybe. But dad was open. Dad was like, hey, let's sit here in this moment and take in this piece of art. And what does it make us feel? And what it made her feel was disgust.
At least she was able to identify that. I think that's a big step.
No, screw that. It hurt my feelings.
Oh.
Now.
It wasn't your art. It wasn't your art, right?
I felt something. Sort of. I'm still dead inside. But
you've not answered why you brought up Udonis Haslam yet.
Yeah, that's because when Pat Riley was talking about the Dwayne Wade statue, which again conveniently forgot to mention that it looks nothing like Dwayne Wade, he mentioned that the Heat might give Udonis Haslam a statue one day.
20 years.
Is it going to be him sitting on the bench?
Three titles.
Like Dwayne Wade, I think it's supposed to be
18th finish in the Defensive Player of the Year in the 2006-2007 season.
Who were the first 17?
We are stacking accomplishments for Udonis Haslem.
No, his accomplishment is he didn't get fired.
I love the idea.
He did nothing. 18th.
Like he was also. I love basketball reference. Sometimes he was also ninth in the Sixth Man of the Year voting once in the 2009 season.
That was the season. Everybody knows that's vintage Haslem. Yeah. Which, by the way, in this town, I got to be really careful. You saying something like vintage Haslem and make sure I'm talking about Udonis Haslem, who, of course, is a nephew of Cletus.
That's actually the real statue that they're building. He meant Jimmy Haslem out in Miami. He didn't mean Udonis.
Wouldn't it be wild if
they built a statue of Jimmy Haslem outside of the Heat Arena? Yeah, pretty wild.
I was actually thinking about if Udonis just glommed onto the Haslem name and was like, yeah, I'm like your cousin Udonis.
There's got to be like seven buildings on the University of Tennessee that are named after the Haslems. There's got to be something he can just be like that.
One named after Udonis?
There's got to be one of them. He just goes on top of the building and like Sharpies in Udonis next to the Haslem building.
It's like Eugene and he's just E and then the Gene and it's just Donis. I like that. All right. So this is totally unwarranted. This is so stupid. He's a bench player. That's all he ever was. He was just a dude. I'm sorry. If you build...
It's 19 years.
No. If I have to hear Anthony Lima every 5 seconds run down Bowling Green great Nate Thurman, who, by the way, is a bona fide NBA Hall...
But he was with the Cavs for 2 years. That's the difference there. He was with the Cavs for 19 years. Maybe we have a different story.
But he brought relevance to a franchise. Him coming here brought relevance. Even if I have to listen to Nate Thurman's great name be besmirched by one of the great wise asses in this town...
I'm more of a Bingo Smith guy. You know that about me.
You've been saying that. You're also a Clyde the Glide Frazier kind of guy too. But no, then this will not stand. This is embarrassing. This is like what's next? Fred in accounting? Like how low do you go?
He's been there for 19 years. Maybe he's got a chance.
Caron Butler had 7 good years. Statue him. Right?
I'm not going to object statues. If you want to give a statue.
Statues are more significant the numbers in the rafter.
I agree with that. I do agree with that. I feel like in the hierarchy of things we discuss in sports, like you get your name up there or your number retired, and then the statue's the next step. But I feel like the Guardians also had a big hand in that as well.
Who is the person that they put out in front of the stadium that wasn't deserving? It's Bob Feller, it's Jim Thome.
That's what I'm saying, is they limit it. Like they won't retire your number. And they won't do everything attached to it unless you make the Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. That's why there's so many great Indians players that don't have their name recognized, because their little hiccup in all of it is you have to be in the Hall of Fame in order to have your number retired.
So you're talking about standards.
Yeah, they have high standards over
there. So you agree Udonis being a statue player is dumb and honestly insulting to a lot of guys who've actually worn that uniform and actually deserve it.
I don't know. We don't have the pulse of the Miami people. If they really feel like he was a big part of it.
Right? Like, no, just wave a little bit of powder in front of their nose and they'll go whichever way you go.
Who might have told Udonis Haslem doesn't mean something to them?
Because they have no soul because they don't actually like sports. That's probably why. It's not a real sports town.
Oh, like, Kayla's laughing along and then she goes, geez.
Like, the only thing they've ever done.
A little rough there, Nick.
They've never actually built anything. They bought a championship with Shaq. They bought a championship with LeBron and Dwayne Wade and who's the other guy? Oh, Chris Bosh. Yes, thank you. I was going to get to it. They bought the championship in 03. They bought the championship in 97. Like, that's all that town does. Like, the last championship that they...
Dolphins haven't won a playoff game since 2000.
Yeah, and the last title team that was truly built in Miami was 1972 when they went undefeated.
You haven't even mentioned the U.
I don't even remember. They bought that with cocaine and...
There's a lot of buying.
Attractive ladies.
There's a lot of buying at the U.
So my point is, you can't be a real sports town if you do this. You're already not a real sports town, but now you're really, really not a real sports town.
Miami's trying to be anything as a serious place in general. They're basically adult Disneyland. I mean, minus Vegas. Like, Vegas has the top like tier for that. I think Miami might be second.
They act. They act like they're the big boys. They act like they're New York. That's who they think they're in line with, and they're not.
All right, so
they're like the Albuquerque of sports.
What player?
No one's taking you seriously.
What player would get you shot at Albuquerque? That's just unnecessary.
Sorry about that, ABQ.
Yeah, seriously. Not that I need to defend
the
great place of Albuquerque's honor. What statue? What's the line that we could get to where the statue would offend you the most in Cleveland?
Udonis Haslem.
No, not giving Udonis Haslam a statue. If they made a statue of the Lane Thomas Grand Slam, would that offend you the most?
No, because he accomplished something.
The John Kenzie Noel home run in the ninth, if they recreated that as a statue version, would that offend you?
Honestly, a Junky Donk stadium is just this side of Udonis Haslam.
He's got a title at Junky Donk,
it
too.
It is, too. Yeah. But no. I mean, this would be if you and I tried to make Matthew Dellavedova statue outside the stadium. Before we put up LeBron, before we put up Mark Price or Brad Doherty or Larry Nance, before we put up...
Well, we're not missing a lot of Miami Heat greats. It's not like the franchise has been around for so long that we're missing a lot of Miami Heat greats.
Shaq made you relevant. Start with Shaq. I don't care. He played, 4 years in Miami? I don't care. Shaq is one of the greatest players of all time. Shaq's 4 years in Miami were more consequential. His basketball, his contribution to Miami basketball in that small amount of time was more than Udonis Haslam's stepping on the court and looking mean at other players for 19 years. Oh, my God, Udonis is going to get you. Like, if this was pro wrestling, I'd go with Udonis. Well, no, if it was actually basketball, I'd go Shaq.
You're defending Shaq's honor because you like Shaq a lot as a kid, and I think that's what this is.
Because he's one of the five greatest centers of all time?
I'm not dismissing Shaq's accomplishments.
Sounds like you're
dismissing. I'm not dismissing
his
accomplishments.
I don't like to be dismissed.
I'm not dismissing his accomplishments. I Miami can do whatever they want. 19 years is 19 years.
That's the problem.
It's a long time.
Is Miami does
three
think
three
they,
titles, 19 years.
Yeah, no, stop saying three titles.
You're like some sort of gatekeeper for statues.
Somebody has to be.
Why? Why do we need a gatekeeper for statues?
What,
why
we
can't
need
we
a
just
gatekeeper for
why
everything?
Can't we just Nate Thurman this and just appreciate people when they're there and appreciate the accomplishments that they do when they're with us?
Okay, so you think we should celebrate Udonis Haslam the way you celebrate Dwayne Wade? So we should celebrate.
No, Dwayne Wade just got a statue.
Yeah, but we should celebrate.
The comparison isn't there.
No, what you're saying is we should celebrate LeBron the way you do J.R. Smith.
No, I'm saying you shouldn't get upset if all of a sudden you have more statues than maybe you thought you were going to have.
Yeah.
If it means something to the place. J.R. Smith means nothing to Cavs fans at this point relative to what Udonis Haslam means to Heat fans.
You are so out of pocket with this.
J.R. Smith means anything close to what Udonis Haslam means?
I once got a contact high from walking past J.R. in the
that
bowels of the stadium.
We had a moment. Yeah, I know. I know.
J.R. Smith was more responsible for one title in Cleveland than Udonis was in three.
It was the group me and you saw at the bottom of the bowels of the Cavs arena together, and I did not know that that's
Migos.
Who it was. Thank you. I've told this story before, the Migos. Nick and I were down at the bottom, and then we were walking by, and the Migos were right there, and I'm like, well, these guys certainly look funny, don't they?
And here's the worst part.
They weren't that big at the time. They were still big.
No, they were huge at the time.
It might actually been their peak.
It was like the zenith.
Like the height of them.
As low as Udonis Haslam is, the Migos were like LeBron at the time.
Who are those funny looking dudes?
Honestly, I wouldn't have recognized them if you didn't point them out, and I still didn't know who they were.
I knew they were somebody. I just didn't know who.
And you're the authority on whether Udonis Haslam should get.
They had a look.
A statue. 216-474-0092. So we're opening the gates. All right, we're willy-nilly here. Right? Standards don't matter. We can just offer anybody a statue.
It'd be really funny if they gave Udonis a statue where it's just him sitting on the bench.
I want a statue outside of this station. I've been here since the inception. I've really only been in prime time for 2.5 years. But damn it, I want mine.
You also left for 4 years, so really, what do you got, like 9 years of service
but
in?
But I came back.
Yeah, but you're like 10 years shy. You're 10 years shy of Udonis Haslam.
Which bench part-time player would you want a statue for? If Udonis gets one, everyone's getting four. Here's your participation trophy.